The Chachamim say that Besar Mamoris Nivra Ha'olam, Mishnah and Pirkei Avos. And the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, when it talks about the Gemara says, well, it says in the parsha, the first parsha of Bereishis, or the first capital of Bereishis, better, it says the word Vayomer 9 times. Each time HaKadosh Baruch Hu expressed himself, that's the Besar Mamoris. So where's the 10th Mimer? The Gemara says Bereishis is also considered a Mimer. Now, if you go through the 10 Mamoris, so each time it says Vayomer, so it says so in the first day there's Bereishis, and then it says Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or. In the second day it says Vayomer Elokim Yehi Rokia. Then the third day the Bereishis says Vayikavu Hamayim. Then the Vayomer Hashem also says Tatshei Haaretz Desha. So the fifth day is Vayomer Elokim Yehi Ma'aris Berkiyah Shamayim. The sixth day, the Baruch Hu says, excuse me, that's the fourth day. The fifth day, Kosh Baruch Hu says, Yishud Tzu Hamayim. On the sixth day, Vayomer Elokim, Tetzei Oretz Nefesh Chaya Lemino. So that's the first Amira on the second, on the sixth day. And then, in Pasuk Chavav, it says, Vayomer Elokim, Naseh Adam, B'tzalmei Elokim, Moseinu. And that's the second Amira, which is on the sixth day. Okay, now, if you do your math, you have Bereishis on the first day, and the Yehi Or Sarki on the first day, that's 2. The second day, you have Merkiah, that's 3. The third day, you have Yikob HaMayim, that's 4. Tatshei Oretz is 5. Yehi Or Sarki HaShemayim is 6. Yishud Tzu HaMayim Sheretz Nefesh Chayah is 7. Tetzei Oretz Nefesh Chayah on the sixth day is 8. Yom Elokim Naseh Adam is 9. So where is this ninth Amira and the 10th of the Sarma Moris? So Chazal and say in Pasuk Chavtes, Yom Elokim. The Bereishis tells Adam that he's given him everything. Now, this is a different Amira than all the other Amiras, because all the other Amiras, the Bereishis is not talking to anybody. The more Chazal are grappling with the question, what's the Amira about? So the Amira means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, expressing his Rotzen, and the Bereishis wants something, it is. So the Bereishis is expressing different things he wants in the Bria, and therefore they are. It's not a mirror of communication. It's a mirror of a statement of Rotzen. That's a Bria. But over here in the parsha, over here, this last mirror, Hashem is speaking to Adam. Vayomer Hashem Moshe Lemor is not an act of Bria. Hashem is communicating to Moshe. Vayomer Elokim, the Hashem says, and the truth is, in the pasuk before, in pasuk Chavches, Vayivarach Hashem Elokim, Vayomer Lehem Elokim, Peruavu, Meluas Arutz Vekim Shua. Hashem gives Adam Rishon a bracha, and Chazal don't count that as the 11th Mimer. The Hashem is talking to Adam, and he's giving them a bracha, Peruavu, a command, Meluas Arutz, etc. So why is this a mirror over here? And some actually suggest that maybe that's the 10th Mimer. So one of them, and both of them are acts of communication from Kadosh Baruch Hu to Adam. So it seems to me the last Mimer, the last element of Bria, is that the Bereishis, as it were, made Adam the person who was in charge of the world. It didn't have to be like that. It's not automatic. You need a Maisa, but you need a command from Kadosh Baruch Hu. You need a expressive of Kadosh Baruch Hu's Rotzen, and that creates the reality that Adam then becomes the one who rules the world. Without that Amira, the lions would be running the world. You know, the lions would be in control, and people would be cowering in their houses from fear of the lions all the time. And the ability for mankind to find ways to subjugate the world and have dominion over the world would not exist. Because the Bereishis said that this is what he wants. But that's a Bria. That's something unique that Bereishis has to create. It's not automatic. So all of the things that we accomplish, the way we're able to be successful in controlling the world, in running the world, is a special act of a mimer of Kadosh Baruch Hu, his expression of his rotzen, a special breath of Bereshim aid. We have to have a tremendous course of toiv. The Bereshim gave such an amira, and that is something which to think about, to have a course of toiv for this unique reality that the Bereshim created for us, the place of man in the hierarchy of the world. Have a good Shabbos.